This podcast is proudly listed at podcastpickle.com.
Grüß Gott, meine lieben Zuhörer. Jetzt gibt es die Stimmungsstunde Podcast. Now you can hear Southeastern Wisconsin's favorite German-American radio program on the internet anytime you want. Thanks for joining us here on the Stimmungsstunde Podcast. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Stimmungsstunde Podcast. We're being generated out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and we're well listened to here in Milwaukee, one of the top German radio shows here in town on WJYI 1340. Now, we are changing the format of our podcast slightly. We're still going to have great interviews. Today, we're going to have Camille Anderson, who is one of the stars of Wedding Crashers, an interview that we recorded a while back. Back with her will be on later on in today's program. But we're also starting to put some PodSafe music on this program. Not a whole lot for German language music yet on the PodSafe network, but it's probably because those that are out there aren't being played enough. So we're going to support those that are out there. This music is not like what you would hear on our local program, which is much more Schlager and Volksmusik generated. What you're going to be hearing on here, you're going to hear some hip-hop, you're going to hear some newer stuff, which actually some people have complained we don't touch at all on our local program. Well, now we have an outlet for it on our podcast, and that's really what's available right now as well. So we hope you enjoy the new direction that we're taking with the podcast. We're going to start things off with our PodSafe music here on the Stimmungsstunde with a band called Automat. Here is Ein dickes Paar im Pool.
Wir sind nicht schön und auch nicht schlank, wir haben keine langen Beine. Wir sind einfach wie ein Tisch, sitzen um uns selbst herum, trinken Apfelsaft mit Wasser und berühren uns am Kopf, indem wir gerne rechnen, aber lieber nicht zu oft. Du fährst mir durchs Haar, ich sehe dir zu, ein dickes Paar im Pool und einer davon ich und einer davon du und einer davon ich. Alles, was ich tu, tu ich für dich und du tust alles, was du tust für mich und das ist.
Was du tust, für mich und das ist gut, ein dickes Paar im Pool.
alles, was du tust für mich, und das ist ein dickes Bein.
Like to mention some great stuff out on our website right now. We have Nikki Swankard's rendition of Stille Nacht is under the clip of the week. You're definitely going to want to listen to that. Christmas Traditions page is out there, as well as Bartholomew's special Christmas Traditions. And we're going to make exclusive to the podcast him reading his traditions of the week, or whatever it's going to be, will be here on today's podcast. So you'll hear Bartholomew telling us about one of his favorite Christmas traditions. Later on in the podcast, you'll also hear some of the hijinks that he gets into in other portions of the program. Should be a lot of fun. We love Christmas on Stimmungsstunde.
This podcast is proudly listed at the best podcasting directory on the internet, podcastpickle.com. We now return you to your regularly scheduled download already in progress.
Bartholomew, have any plans for after Christmas?
Well, a bunch of us in administration are going to Vegas, going to play the slots. We got a really great package.
Wow! That'll be a changing climate from the North Pole.
Yes, Tim, it sure will. We're all going out and buying new swimsuits. We might catch a show or two while we're in town.
Are you going to get new clothes for that, too?
No, why?
Well, I think you may be the only ones with green tights and a red cap at some of those shows.
Really? We're going to go to Cirque du Soleil, though.
Oh. Then I retract my comment. You're just fine. It's interview time! Today, here on the Stimmungsstunde, we have a very special guest with us. Camille Anderson is on the telephone with us all the way from Hollywood, California. Hello, Camille.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. It's just wonderful to be talking to one of the stars of one of the top comedies this summer. What's the name of your movie?
It's called Wedding Crashers.
And who do you get to work with in that particular movie?
Well, I was lucky enough to work with Owen Wilson in all of my scenes. I shot for a week and a half on the film. And, you know, by the time they edit and everything, not as many scenes make it into the final movie, but it was just an awesome experience working with him. He's a great comedic talent.
Well, and he writes some of his movies as well, so it must have been pretty exciting to get to riff with him a little bit.
It was so exciting, and the director, David Dobkin, he is great with letting everyone improv if they feel like it, so of course, Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson were improvising a lot, and I had the hardest time keeping a straight face because they're just so funny.
Yeah, well, they really are, and I think their chemistry really comes through in this movie. I so often hear that it's a lot like, now I saw the movie as well, and I thought the same thing a lot of people did. It was a lot like Harold Ramis and Bill Murray in Stripes, and it's like an instant classic, this film, and it must be very exciting. Now, it opened huge, and it's just holding in there fantastic.
It is. Well, and I predicted this before the movie came out. I felt like it was going to be something about Mary, with a cross between old school, where people just keep talking about it, and it keeps picking up steam, and I think it's just going to continue to do well, especially by even just word of mouth, because it's really so funny.
Yeah, and it's one of those movies, a lot of times you go out to see a comedy and all the best jokes were in the trailer, and that's not the case in this movie. Well, it's R-rated, so a lot of them couldn't make the trailer.
Right.
But there's a lot of good laughs throughout the film.
It's so true, and I, you know, all my friends who have gone to see it, everyone comes back saying, you know, certain lines and their favorite, you know, lines from the movie, and it's one of those movies where you come back and you're saying the lines, like you remember exactly what the characters were saying, and you remember all the words from the movie.
Right, and it isn't just the dialogue. The very picture of Vince Vaughn in those plaid pants, that's just a winner right there in itself.
Yeah, that says it all. It's that's a great moment.
Well, I had a great moment earlier today going to the grocery store. I look over at the newspaper stand, and there you are. You're on the cover of Stuff Magazine.
I know. I'm so excited. It's out right now. It's crazy.
Now, you're right about dead center on that cover as well.
And dead center, yep.
Now, what is that like, walking past the newsstand and there you are?
It's crazy because that's something that you always think would be so cool to be on the cover of a magazine. But, you know, then you do your work and you just hope that you keep getting work and you're good at your craft and good at what you do. So then for them to put you on a magazine, New Line Cinema got all the girls together and put us on the cover. We're just like such a reward, you know, for all our hard work. And who knew that, you know, getting a part in this movie would lead to that. So that's what's amazing to me.
Well, it's really exciting. Now, you've actually been on the other side of the whole publicity thing. You worked for E! Entertainment News as well, correct?
I did. That was my very first job out here in Hollywood. And I was determined not to go the route of, you know, waiting tables and, like, just that whole thing. I really wanted to get a good, a solid job with my background in broadcast journalism. And so I wanted a real job so I could really get my feet wet in the industry. And now, I did.
What's it like being on the other side of these interviews now? You were the one making the interviews and doing that, and now you're on the other side.
I was the one asking all the questions, and it's interesting because I remember my first interview where someone was interviewing me, and it was the strangest feeling because, you know, when you're interviewing somebody else, you can stay guarded, like you can just ask all the questions, and the other person has to be open, and it's just a different feeling, like to actually talk about yourself and your life and sometimes personal things, and so it takes a couple times to get used to.
Oh, I bet it would. I would also think it's got to be difficult to be in commercials in a foreign language. You actually did a Burger King commercial in German.
Oh my gosh. I did. It aired in Germany, and I actually had to speak. I had to learn some German lines. Please don't ask me to repeat them because I don't remember.
Do you remember what
I was saying? I was saying this is the best hamburger. It was something about the hamburger, like take a bite or something, and it was a funny commercial. But
wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, how did they teach it to you? Just like one word at a time and you mimicked it back, or you had to learn the whole line?
Well, they actually gave me a script about, you know, 3 days before I shot the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave me the script, and it had both the like the German words and then what it meant in English.
Oh.
So I kind of knew what I was saying, and then they had the dialect, the way it was pronounced, they had it written out.
Okay.
So.
Well, and you've done a lot of commercial work. You also go around promoting the Xbox game system, an excellent choice.
Yes.
PlayStation 2 just isn't as good. It just isn't.
I'm an Xbox fan, too. I know.
Now, what's your favorite game on the Xbox?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I love Dead or Alive, the DOA games.
Oh, yes. Excellent
those
games.
Are fun. I love all the action games, like any game where I can drive a car, because I have a lead foot. I like to drive fast. All the action games, like the volleyball games, and those are fun.
Yeah, I've recently become addicted to Star Wars Battlefront, and I just play that 24/7, losing sleep and everything.
You know, it's true. You could stay up all night. Like, you could stay up till 4 and not even realize it.
The thing I don't understand is some people say they play the games to relax. I just can't see it. I get so keyed up.
I don't relax.
I get crazy.
I do too. I'm like, I get so into it, my palms start sweating. Like, it's all exciting.
Well, that might be because of your competitive background. You actually were involved in beauty pageants early
I
in
was.
Your career.
Yeah, that's kind of how I started.
Now, what title did you attain?
I was Miss Austin. I grew up in Texas, so I was Miss Austin, USA.
Okay, USA system? Okay.
Yeah, USA system.
We have quite a few beauty pageant contestants on the program, so I have
do
to
you
ask.
Really?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Now, do you have a lot of USA or America?
We have more local in the America pageants, and there's just a state one for the USA system here in Wisconsin. It's It's not like it is in the South, where there's
a
lot
craziness
more.
There.
How many people come to one of those pageants in the South?
Well, what's funny to me is there were more people competing for the city title of Miss Austin than there were competing for the state title.
Really?
So that was interesting. Yeah, I think there were probably like 60 girls competing for the state title. And then at the city level for Miss Austin, there were like 100. So, I mean, they just turn out that every girl wants to do pageants there. But it's... Yeah, it's like a way of life. It's
wow.
So funny.
Wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Now, I do have a standard question that I ask all my guests because I'm a complete roller coaster fanatic.
I love roller coasters.
Excellent. When boarding a roller coaster, where do you go, front or the back of the train?
Okay, I have to admit, I go to the middle.
You go to the middle because you don't like the lines.
No, because I like to see... Are you talking about when I'm actually riding the roller coaster?
Right.
Okay, I like to see the people in front of me because I think it's funny. I'm totally entertained by their reactions.
Right.
And then I don't like the back because you kind of feel like you're not getting the same excitement. So I like... Yeah, I'm kind of between the middle and the front.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think people's reactions are... entertaining and hilarious too. So
well, my brother and I have a theory, and it's front of the train for steel coasters,
mm-hmm.
and back of the train for wooden coasters. And if you never go to the back in a wooden coaster, it is so bumpy and it's just ridiculously harsh. So
yeah.
We always go to the back. Now you're in California, there's 100 roller coasters nearby. Do you have a favorite? Or
Well, I used to always go to Six Flags when I grew up in Texas, in Arlington, Six Flags. So there was this huge...
The giant.
They claimed it was one of the biggest wooden roller coasters in the U.S., I think. So yep. I'd always go on that one, and that one was a blast.
Yep, the
but it
Texas
was, it,
giant.
Yeah, I remember, if you sit in the back, it was really rough. Like, you kind of felt
right.
like it was going to come off the track.
Exactly. That's the whole thing. That's why you go on it.
Yeah, I know.
It feels dangerous.
I don't want to feel like I'm going to fall off.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today, Camille. And
yes, of course.
And we should tell everybody that they can see Wedding Crashers at dozens of local movie theaters and that they should be checking their news listings and going out and seeing the movie. What do you think, about 3-4 times?
I've seen it 3 times, and I'm going back again next week.
And for people to recognize you, how are they going to recognize you, Camille?
Well, my scenes are in the beginning of the movie, and as soon as you see Owen and Vince walk into the Jewish wedding, I'm going to be sitting in the pews, and I first start out seeing Owen crying, but really he's putting eye drops in his eyes. So that's when my scene starts.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we'll all be looking out for that and Wedding Crashers in a movie theater near you.
Hello, I'm Wichita Rutherford from 5 Minutes with Wichita, and I'm here to tell you about the Podcast 411 podcast. Now, Rob, he interviews other podcasters to find out what they've learned about doing a podcast, and it's been described as inside the actor's studio, except it's for podcasts. His past guests include Adam Curry, he's the Podfather, Senator John Edwards, C.C. Chapman, PK&J, Bib and Yaz, Chris Rockwell, and yours truly, Wichita Rutherford. That's just naming a few of them. Now, if you want to learn more about podcasting or podcasters, then you go over and visit them at podcast411.com. And remember, listen different with Podcast 411. It's just so precious.
And now it's time for Bartholomew's Probably Untrue Christmas Traditions.
Hello, everybody. Hope you're all feeling jolly. I'm feeling jolly. Are you feeling jolly? If not, you should. Tim asked me, quite rudely, to do some work around here. So the thing I found that would be the least work would be sharing a Christmas tradition with you every so often. And by every so often, I mean very, very little. Now, today's was actually mentioned on the Stimmungsstunde. Santa actually doesn't always use reindeer to pull his sleigh. In some countries, he uses sheep, like in Germany. Why is this? Well, the reindeer are a sturdy breed, but even reindeer can't run around the world in one night. That's just silly. So Santa generally lets the reindeer rest in the south of France to take water and a quick nap. Santa brings on sheep in Spain, but that isn't really confirmed, so don't be telling everybody Bartholomew told me they came from Spain. I'm not sure about that, but he brings them on. Santa likes the sheep because they never complain about the cold. I think it's all the wool. This is Bartholomew, Santa's second favorite elf, reporting.
Some of the music provided tonight is from the Pod Show PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com. Well, we did want to play some Christmas music. Not a whole lot available out there, PodSafe and in German. That's really a difficult combination. But we have this from Dusty Hughes. Here's Away in a Manger. It's an instrumental version and it's beautiful. Today on the program, I thought I'd get people caught up with what the Stimmungsstunde really is. Now, the Stimmungsstunde is heard in southeastern Wisconsin, including Milwaukee, every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WJYI 1340 AM stereo. Your host is Tim Kretschmann since February of 1990. The WJYI broadcasts from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tim's actually ramping up his 15th year of broadcasting. Now, originally, the show was named the United Donor Schwaben Hour and was hosted by John Windischmann until February 1990, when he died very suddenly. The replacements were myself, Tim Kretschmann, and Tina Kump. Tina left the program in June of 1991, and the program changed its name from the United Donor Schwaben Hour to the Donor Schwaben Radio Hour on October 1st, 1994. This move made things like the World Wide Web page that we created a possibility. We changed our name again in 2002 to the Stimmungsstunde because of some events at the local Donau Schwaben Club. Now, the Stimmungsstunde is not affiliated in any way with the Milwaukee Donau Schwaben and will not accept its advertising. The Stimmungsstunde has been at the forefront of promoting the 1990 Milwaukee Trachten Fest and the 1995 50th anniversary of the Milwaukee Donau Schwaben and Fun and Fire. These two events had attendance close to 3,000 people from as far away as Germany and Hungary. Over 10 cities from L.A. to New York, members of the Landesverband all participated. The selection of music on the radio program is what makes the Stimmungsstunde one of the most popular ethnic radio programs in the state. There's a mix of traditional Volkslieder and modern Schlager. We have a favorite file for the most requested tunes and a German-American corner where we play songs in German sang by American artists, you know, like even Phil Collins, or Germans singing songs that were first popular in the States. It's a lot of fun. Now, the podcast does not feature the musical element because of all the copyright situations, but we continue on with all of the
regular interview sections of the program. Now, until February 1999, the program was broadcast on WYLO WZER in 5:40 a.m. in Jackson, Wisconsin. A change in station format caused all ethnic broadcasting to leave that station and move to WEMP 1250. We were sad to leave at first, but we've actually grown even more audience after leaving. In September 2004, we moved again due to, guess what? A format change. This time we moved to WJYI 1340 AM. We retained our 10 to 11 AM Saturday morning time slot, and we're growing even larger. And because of the great people here at JYI, things like our podcast and some of the great guest interviews that we've had have become a reality. Now, Stimmungstunde has a wide broadcast coverage area, and we'd love for you to join us as an advertiser. We offer reasonable rates, an incredibly dedicated listener base, and help creating your ad to suit your listening audience. Okay, that's the end of the commercial part of your history. If you want to learn more, go on out to our website at www.stimmungstunde.com. Stimmungstunde is STIMMUNGSTUNDE.com. Now, between the songs and, you know, those important ads I was just talking about, I've run many interviews with local German-American community leaders. I've interviewed local band personalities like Johnny Hoffman and Johnny Hoffman and the Herzbuben fame, and the organizers of Milwaukee's German fests are always mainstays, to name a few. Also, I've had a number of beauty pageant title holders on the program. That includes both local and national. That includes, like, the likes of Miss USA, Miss Galaxy. And recently, we've had a number of huge German recording artists come on the program to be interviewed. These are Schlager and Volksmusik recording artists like Mark Pircher, Oliver Thomas, Vincent and Fernando, Feller and Feller, Samino Rossi, and many, many more on the Stimmungstunde. In German Fest 2005, we even had the Schaefers come live on our program here in Milwaukee. We don't know if 2005, we even had the Schaefers come live on our program here in Milwaukee. We don't know of many little local German-American radio programs that have had live interviews with the Schaefers right there in their studio. And we got to talk to Alpen Trio Tirol. It was a great time in 2005. One of the mainstays of the Stimmungstunde is we strive for accurate reporting of local German-American events, and we keep on top of that ever-changing environment that is the Milwaukee German-American community. When people want to know what's going on in the community, there's only one place to tune, and that's the Stimmungstunde. We started this podcast on October 3rd, 2005. You can reach it, the best way is probably through Podcast Pickle, but you can also use Podcast Alley, and you can use, of course, iTunes. Just type in Stimmungstunde. Again, that's STIMMUNGSTUNDE. Of course, if you're listening to this, this is completely pointless because you've already found us. The Stimmungstunde isn't the only show in Milwaukee, actually. WJYI also features Robert Diglau's Continental Showcase. Yes, it's available at www.continentalshowcase.com. And he runs, actually, on Saturdays from 1 to 4:30 p.m. Also streaming.
This podcast is proudly listed on PodcastPickle.com with more features for podcasters and listeners. Truly the best podcasting directory on the internet.
That's it for the Stimmungstunde and its new format here on our podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. And remember to tune in next week again. We're going to have another startling announcement coming up next week here on the Stimmungstunde podcast. Auf Wiedersehen und einen schönen Nachmittag.